أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. As mentioned yesterday, the beginning of the surah explained the great opening for the Muslims, the great victory for the Muslims. And Allah made that great victory the occasion of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, which outwardly seemed totally against the Muslims. And at the end now, Allah explains that great victory, how it will become manifest and on what basis. It was on the truth that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And where Allah's help is, everything is there. From here we learn we should also try and seek the help of Allah. Do those amal, those actions by which we gain the help of Allah, then victory comes. Even if at that time a person is in difficulty, but he observe the law of Allah, eventually the opening will come. And when a person is in difficulty and then he does wrong things, then he's closing the doors of the help of Allah Ta'ala. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true Nabi, the true messenger, Rasul of Allah. And he did in Hudaybiyah, though outwardly everything seemed against him and the Muslims, but he did what Allah wanted him to do, and on that Allah gave great victory. And then again Allah Ta'ala blessed him also on great ni'mat with such a band and group of sahaba which cannot be matched at all. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ اور جو لوگ اس کے ساتھ ہیں, those who were with him, the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, some of the great sterling qualities Allah Ta'ala mentions here. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, زُرْعَوَرْ هَيْ كَافِرُوا پَرْ, very hard they were against the non-Muslims, against kufr, against all disbelief. They did not tolerate it in the least, but at the same time we must check ourselves how much we respect and honor the ways of the kuffar, how much of the ways of lives are within us, our homes, the education of our children. We prefer their education over our Islamic education. Everything we give preference to their other ways. The Sahaba were very hard against everything alien to Islam. The ways of the kuffar, yes, they wanted the kuffar to accept Islam. They used to give them da'wah. They even made jihad for that sake, that they accept Islam. But they did not love their ways in the least. But rahama'u bainahum, naram dil hai aapas mein. And amongst themselves, they were very, very soft-hearted, very kind, tolerant, very accommodating, forgiving one another. Great brotherhood and unity amongst them. Tara, and another quality of theirs that you would see, tarahum rukka'an sujjadan, to dekhte unko ruku mein aur sajda mein. Their quality was, when you saw them, they were in namaz. They were turning to Allah Ta'ala, which was a common factor in their lives, regularly making ruku, sajda, making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And all this they did on the basis, yabtaghuna fadlam min Allahi wa ridwana, dhoondte hai Allah ka fazal aur uske khushi. They were seeking the kindness of Allah Ta'ala and His pleasure. That is, with sincerity. It was no outward show in any way. With complete sincerity, they were engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So there was great unity amongst them. And they had no time for the ways of the kuffar and following in an alien lifestyle in any way whatsoever. And they were totally sincere and loyal to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A mountain could move from its place, but their loyalty could not move one millimeter from its place in the sincerity and loyalty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another quality of theirs that you would see, سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ, نشانی ان کے موہ پر ہے سجدہ کے اثر سے. You could clearly see from their faces the sign of sajdas on their faces. That is the ibadat of the night. And this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is sincere in his heart, Allah shows the effects on his face. From the face you can make out that person. From your ibadat of the night, you can see on the face of the person, this person was engaged in Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. A person who has got sincerity, who has got good akhlaq, etc. You can see this on the face of that person. So the Sahaba, you could make them out very easily that these were the men of Allah, the men engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ یہ مثال ہے ان کی تورات میں. This example that has been given, this description, this came in the Torah, that such will be the Sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so they were. وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ اور مثال ان کے انجیل میں. And the example in the انجیل, that another example is given. And what a beautiful example, كَزَرْعٍ جیسے کھیتی نے نکالا. Just like you have a plantation, a farm, and you have planted things, and now the shoot has come out. فَأَخْرَجَ شَطْعَهُ نِكَالَ أَفْنَا فَتْحَ. And then you planted your seed, and then you see that the thing started growing. You see the growth of it. After planting the seed, you see the things are now coming out on your ground. And then فَآزَرَهُ پھر اس کی کمر مضبوط کی. And then it was made strong. When it just came out, it was a little weak shoot. Just a small shoot came out, very weak also. But as time passed, it became strong. فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوْقِهِ پھر کھرا ہو گیا اپنی نال پر. And then it became a complete big grown-up, where whatever plantation, mealy plantation, mango plantation, whatever, it stood up on its own stem, the whole farm. So at the beginning there was nothing. Then you planted the seed, after that the fine little weak shoots came out. Then it became strong, and then the stem came, and then you find a beautiful farm. يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعِ خُشْ لَكْتَا هِي كِهِتِي وَعَلَوْكُ. And then the farmer feels so happy looking at his farm. See my plantation, see my crop, what a big crop I got of whatever it might be. Just like that was it with the Sahaba. First there was nothing. Then in the life of Makkah Sharif, the seed was planted. Nobody could see the results of it. It was just the seed. In the early life of Medina Sharif, then the shoot came out. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were prepared. Then in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it became strong. The Muslim became a strong ummah. In the time of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it became like this big strong tree. And the fruit of it spread throughout the world. Rome fell at the feet of the Muslims. Then Persia fell at the feet of the Muslims. Spain came to Muslims later. The world which was dominated by Islam. So this is how that gradual effect took place. Just like you see a farm, like that the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the Sahaba. لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ تَاكِ جَلَائِ اُنسِ جِي كَافِرُكَ. And this was done, and now the non-believers burned their hearts with regard to the Muslims. Right from the very beginning, they tried and completely annihilate Islam, that nothing must be left of Islam. But Islam has been spreading all the time, and till today Islam is spreading in the world. And one of the greatest reasons of the onslaught on Islam, branding them as terrorists, as fundamentalists, or making various groups in the Muslims, whether it is of the Shias, whether it is of the Salafis, whether it is of the Qadianis, the Barelvis, all this they are trying to break the Muslims. But Allah has determined on the sacrifice of Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam and standing for the truth and the Sahaba following suit. So Allah has determined that Allah will spread Islam. And till today Islam is spreading wildly in the world. And this is one of the main causes that they are causing all problems in Muslim lands and taking children and women, etc., as refugees and trying to make them like them. But Allah has determined Islam is going to spread in the world. And when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, once more Islam will be the complete dominant religion in the world. Fortunate are those amongst us who try our best to practice Islam, to propagate Islam, to make Islam alive in the world. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَعَدَ كِيَا هِيَ اللَّهَ نِي اُنْتِي جو یقین لائے ہیں اور کے اور کیے ہیں بھلے کام. Allah has made a promise to those people who have brought iman and who do righteous deeds directly to the Sahaba-i-Kiram and whoever will follow in their footsteps also and make the Sahaba the guiding stars and follow by the life and the way of the Sahaba. Allah has promised for such people minhum maghfiratan wa ajran azima muafika aur bari thawab ka. Allah will forgive them and Allah will give them great rewards. Nobody can be perfect. So Allah first has put for forgiveness that though you are going to try your best with your iman and your amal salihah, but you will have weaknesses. You will slip up. So Allah has promised in advance that Allah will forgive you and Allah will give you a great reward. So this was a great surah, Surah Muhammad, in which Allah, Surah Inna Fatahna, Surah Fatha, in which Allah has explained the great qualities of the Sahaba and the great promises Allah has made and how many Allah has fulfilled, and Allah will fulfill them till the day of Qiyamah. So it is for us to be loyal to Islam, to the true teachings, and not fall prey to all the other offshoots that the enemies are trying to create, shaitan is trying to make, and they are working very hard to destroy the iman of people. We must be very much on our guard and safeguard and protect our iman and the iman of our children also. Otherwise, the breeding ground of all the evil is at schools and universities. And what kufr is being pumped into our children, that evil environment. We must be very careful about our children as well. It is not just a matter of living a life here in this dunya. Our real life is in the akhirah. And that is an eternal and forever life. And for that, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.